Good evening and welcome to Windy City Irish Radio. It's a stormy night, a dark and stormy night here in the Windy City area, and luckily it's all sunshiny here in the Windy City Irish Radio studios. It's great to be here. All I can say, a big round of applause for my my co-pilot Tim Taylor, who did a wonderful job on the show last week.
I was flying solo, you know, and I have to say, Mike, I think I've done the show by myself twice before that. One when I had Tata here in the studio, and then another time with Morris Lennon. And so I always had somebody to talk to. But last week was kind of unusual because, you know, I was here all alone. Mike, of course, the engineer, is way down the hallway.
Right.
And so, you know, I was talking to myself.
Well, you were talking to
the chair. But I was talking to the listeners. That's true. Yeah, you know, so I had to keep the excitement level up, but you always bring a lot more excitement.
It was fantastic, and congratulations on a wonderful show. It was a pleasure to you know, take a trip down memory lane and to you know, get a little bit of the history of Irish country.
Yeah, well, you know, it as I
mentioned, not to mention American country,
but I mean, as I pointed out, American country really its roots come from. You know, Celtic roots, Irish and the Scottish, as they settled into Appalachia. But I wanted to mention that we did get a very nice email from Catherine Ferguson, and she lives down in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, in Cheatham County. And she just had mentioned that she listens to the podcast regularly, but she loved the show and loved the fact that we opened up with the Tennessee Waltz and Coal Miner's Daughter and
she felt
the Gambler.
All about home a little bit, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's great. She's a huge country music fan. So thank you to Catherine Ferguson for listening to the show.
That's right. So we have a big show tonight. We're going to talk an awful lot about Milwaukee Irish Fest as the festivication continues. And it's going to be a big show, a lot of wonderful music from all of the plethora of acts up in Milwaukee. But before we move any further on that, we did want to talk about a couple of very special people who have left this world and left it with a whole lot to remember them for.
Yeah, we I guess there's actually three people that we want to mention tonight. It's been kind of a rough week or two here. First off, Tommy Peoples. He's an Irish fiddler, and he passed away on August 4th. Tommy was born in County Donegal, and he was a member of traditional Irish music groups, including 1691 in the Bothy Band. And but he was also a solo artist from the 1960s. And in July 2015, he launched a self-published book called From Time to Time. And the book combines fiddle, tutor by Peoples, along with illustrations and a complete notation of 130 original tunes by Peoples, and includes many, many stories and incidents from his life and long musical career. And then, you know, Mike, as I was leaving the studio last week, I ran into the Houlihan Boys, who record their show that broadcast on Saturday. And they let me know about another very tragic passing. We had the Dooley brothers here on June 27th, and that was the first time we'd had them in the studio. And Jim Dooley, the father, his son, Jimmy Dooley, only age 22, had passed away.
Yeah. So sad.
Very, very sad for a neurological disease that I guess the onset is really unknown. And so we're just really, really sorry to hear about Jimmy Dooley. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Dooley family and their friends. And then lastly, we lost Alan Beale.
That's right.
And
another surprise, and a very young, 52 years old, I believe. And Alan, as a fixture at the Irish American Heritage Center and all around the Irish community here, you know, as a dance instructor that, running the Cayley at the Irish American Heritage Center, also doing a lot up in Milwaukee. And that's going to be a tough loss as well for so many of his friends and, of course, for his family, his wife and daughter. And, of course, our thoughts go out to the Beals as well.
Yeah, so I thought it would be appropriate, Mike, to start off tonight with a tune here by Tommy Peoples. This is off of an album that actually Tommy had sent about a year or so ago, and these were all recorded at Fiddler's Hearth in South Bend, Indiana. And the first one here is a set of reels. And then we're going to follow it up with a song from the recent performance of the Dooley Brothers. And this particular song was actually sung by Jimmy Dooley only just a short, 6 weeks ago. And that's South Australia. So let's start off with Reels by Tommy Peebles.
Say we go a little bit south for this song.
South? How far south?
Oh, like south side of Chicago, maybe something.
Oh,
like that.
Come on, let's go a little more south than that. I'm talking geese. Let's go south.
Oh, geese, like Champaign, Illinois, maybe.
No,
something
oh no.
For the.
Oh no, man, let's keep going.
I don't know, Kentucky.
Nope, none of that. Let's go a couple countries away. How about let's do South Australia. That's Whoa. Real Southwest.
That's a big, that's a big jump. We just jumped from Kentucky.
That's low Southwest.
Kentucky to South Australia, but let's do it.
Okay. Take it, Jim. In South Australia, I was born.
Heave away, haul away.
South Australia, round Cape Horn.
Hey, we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, a rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, oh, hear me sing. You're bound for South Australia.
As I walked down a morning fair, heave away, haul away. Twas there I met Miss Nancy Blair.
And we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, a rolling king. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, oh, hear me sing. I'm bound for South Australia.
I shook her up, I shook her down.
Heave away, haul away.
I shook her round and round the town.
And we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, oh, rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, oh, hear me sing. I'm bound for South Australia.
There is one thing that grieves me mine.
Heave away, haul away.
To leave Miss Nancy Blair behind.
And we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, oh, rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, oh, hear me sing. And we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, oh, rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Haul away, oh, hear me sing. And we're bound for South Australia.
Dirty Nellies in Palatine presents We Banjo 3 live on Wednesday, August 29th at 8 p.m., touring in support of their critically acclaimed new album, Haven. The band makes their triumphant return to the best Irish pub in the northwest suburbs, Dirty Nellies. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at DirtyNellies.com. That's D-U-R-T-Y, Nellies.com. Or you can call 847-358-9150. That's 847-358-9150. Dirty Nellies is located at 180 North Smith Street in Palatine, right next to the downtown metro station. That's We Banjo 3 at Dirty Nellies on Wednesday, August 29th at 8 p.m.
Hundreds of live acts, 17 stages, 4 days. That's nothing short of legendary. That's Milwaukee Irish Fest, August 16th through 19th. Experience performances you can't see anywhere else, like Nova Scotia artist Shreem and the Stanfields. Plus, you'll find authentic Celtic food, sports, dancing, and much more. The unforgettable Red Hot Chili Pipers kick it all off Thursday night when admission is just $5. Tickets on sale now. Visit irishfest.com for details.
Ah, just dreaming of taking a midwinter cruise around the Caribbean, surrounded by music, fun, and friends. Hi, I'm Andy Cooney, inviting you to join me on my 21st Cruise of Irish Stars through the Western Caribbean. Leaving from Miami January 26th to February 2nd aboard the Celebrity Equinox. Join me and my world-famous Irish band, along with world-renowned Irish tenor Ronan Tynan, the Screaming Orphans, the 19th Street Band, plus over a dozen more dazzling Irish performers. Your ports of call will include Key West, Puerto Costumbre and Cozumel in Mexico, Georgetown in Grand Cayman. Book an Ocean View cabin or higher and receive the unlimited beverage and drink package, along with $150 in onboard credit. Prices start at $9.99. Don't let another cold and dreary winter go by. Log on to cruiseofirishstars.com. That's cruiseofirishstars.com.
Signature Bank, an institution founded and staffed by Irish and Irish at heart Chicagoans, just like you, is dedicated to Chicago's Irish American community and to helping local businesses like yours succeed. In keeping with this commitment, Signature Bank proudly offers ATM fee reimbursement up to $25 per month, so you can use your ATM card anywhere and everywhere, even when you're traveling internationally. Hey, are you looking to change banks but don't want to deal with switching your Social Security or payroll direct deposit? Let Signature Bank assist you. Simply visit either one of our locations and let our friendly staff do the rest. To learn more about these and other valuable Signature Bank services and products, visit us at one of our two convenient locations. First location is located at 7292 West Devon Avenue at the corner of Avondale and Devon on Chicago's northwest side, just 10 minutes from the Irish American Heritage Center. And the second is on the corner of Wacker and Lake in the heart of the financial district downtown. Be sure to ask for Ella Reardon, Marietta Mullane, and Signature Bank President Mick O'Rourke. Or if you prefer, give us a call at 773-467-5624 or visit our website today at signaturebank.bank. Signature Bank, we're your kind of bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by the Irish American Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox Avenue and visit the Fifth Province for a pint or a bite to eat. Salon Concerts Chicago presents Eileen Gannon and Emir Arkins in concert. Eileen and Emir have been lighting up the Irish music scene in St. Louis for the past several years. Gannon is one of the top Irish harp players in the world and has won numerous accolades, including the senior harp title at the Flock Yole in Ireland. Emir Arkins is an award-winning singer and fiddle player from County Clare with 11 solo Flock Yole titles to her credit. Together, Gannon and Arkins perform a beautiful blend of haunting harp melodies, Sean Noah songs, and toe-tapping dance tunes. The concert is Saturday, August the 25th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 for members, $23 for general admission. The World Music Festival and the Irish American Heritage Center present world-renowned traditional Irish ensemble Alton this fall as part of the World Music Festival Chicago 2018. Few groups have been as instrumental in the spread of traditional Irish music worldwide, and as Ireland's foremost traditional folk act, Alton has toured internationally, sold over a million records, and have acted as flag bearers for Irish tradition, introducing many audiences to this style of music for the very first time. This free concert is Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Again, free all-ages show. The Academy of Irish Music will be performing after the show in the Fifth Province Lounge. For all upcoming events, visit www.irish-american.org or you can call 773-282-7035, extension 10.
Well, thank you so very much, Mike, and a lot going on at the Irish American Heritage Center.
That just scratches the surface, Tim.
I guess so, and you would know better because, I mean, who would know better than you as the president at the Irish American Heritage Center?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Big responsibility, but fantastic job over there, Mr. President.
Gee, thanks.
So, Mike.
Yes.
We have a big weekend coming up here.
Oh, my, do we.
Yeah, just 90 miles north of us,
Festival
Milwaukee.
Festival season moves up 94.
Yeah, it's going to be a big, big weekend. Always a fun time. Milwaukee Irish Fest is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and all of our favorites are going to be there.
That's right.
And so tonight, we're going to feature some of the music.
That's what we're going to do. Since 1981, this festival has gone from a small, grassroots little thing and it's turned into the granddaddy of them all. One of the premier Irish fests in the world. And, you know, you name any Irish or Celtic artist, they want to perform at Milwaukee Irish Fest. So many bands that have been put on the map because of Milwaukee Irish Fest. We Banjo 3 would be one of them.
Right.
And, you know, they credit Milwaukee Irish Fest with being the ones that did literally put them on the map here in the United States and around the world. And we are going to start off. They have a brand new album out. Number one on the Billboard charts.
Again.
Number one.
Again.
This time, though, on the bluegrass charts.
Ooh.
So
ooh,
it's a big, big deal for the guys in We Banjo 3. We're very proud of them, very happy for them. And the album's called Haven, and this is called Light in the Sky.
Your home and everything you own just to follow the stars in the sky. You left those green, green hills for them city thrills, awash with your fear and your pride. There is a light in the sky. Open up your weary eyes. Follow the voices, hear the sound. Find your truth, you're homeward bound. Your spirit fainted thin. Dreams, they caved in. follow the light. Open your eyes and know that you'll never be alone. 'Cause there is a light in the sky. Open up your weary eyes. Follow the voices, hear the sound. Find your truth, your home. Stuck between the demon and the knife, as it traces a line across your heart. Let light be your friend and take you back from the end. Wait, and the clouds are sure to part. There is a light.
It's a hollow feeling, faded light, and I'm scared to open up my eyes. One foot first, with a sigh, into the sun to cast my shadow behind. Oh, and it seems so far away. My flighty heart should not dismay. Beyond this wall, there is a hill, blushing in the evening still. That's not my aim. Sometimes the world seems twisted through these eyes that blur with shame. I'm not a thief. That's not my play. Oh, I just grind the rock, break the wall, and shift the clay. Oh, earnest I tame the beast. Shadows can't be cast without a glow at very least. And armed and prepped to stoke the flames. But I'm need a while to navigate my way through this here maze. So buy me time, simple plea. Attitude that's built and shaped by pure necessity. I struggle through and I dare to dream. Although nostalgia really isn't what it used to be. No, nostalgia really isn't what it used to be.
Hundreds of live acts, 17 stages, 4 days. That's nothing short of legendary. That's Milwaukee Irish Fest, August 16th through 19th. Experience performances you can't see anywhere else, like Nova Scotia artist Shreem and the Stanfields. Plus, you'll find authentic Celtic food, sports, dancing, and much more. The unforgettable Red Hot Chili Pipers kick it all off Thursday night when admission is just $5. Tickets on sale now. Visit irishfest.com for details.
In these challenging times, the Flood family is here to help. We would like to be your new garbage man. Flood Brothers Disposal, like you, understands how hard it is to manage a household, how hard it is to manage a business. Flood Brothers doesn't have stockholders to take care of. Their only care is taking care of you. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling has been Chicagoland's choice for refuse disposal since 1960, serving high-rise commercial properties, factories, retail shops, and office buildings. How does Flood Brothers outperform those large national companies? It's simple. Their friendly drivers provide old-fashioned service, same-day response, and 24-hour pickup. At Flood, there's only one way to do the job, the right way. At Flood, there's only one way to price the job, the fair way. Find out more about the Flood Brothers. Call 773-626-5800 or on the web at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Call 773-626-5800.
Back in 1922, my grandfather, Thomas J. Cooney, opened his one-room funeral parlor on Chicago's North Side. We take tremendous pride in his decision to serve others in their time of need as we continue to put families first when their loved ones pass away. For three generations and over 90 years, the Cooney Funeral Home has served families in our Irish community with the highest degree of care and comfort. We know that the death of a loved one can bring about some of the most important decisions you may ever have to make in a short period of time. That's where we would like to help. We'll serve as a guide and an advisor while arranging your funeral plans and help you in any way we can to ease your sorrow. We want your trust. We will serve you in a professional manner on a personal level, just as our parents and grandparents did before us. With locations in Chicago on Irving Park and in Park Ridge on Bussey Highway, we're always there to help you and your family. For more information, please visit CooneyFuneralHome.com.
Chicago Gaelic Park, located at 6119 West 147th Street, my hometown of Oak Forest, is a great place to meet and greet friends and family. On Sunday, August 26th, direct from Ireland, it's Cooig, an exciting new five-man band from Armagh and Tyrone, will be performing at Gaelic Park. Then they have been awarded Best New Irish Band by the Irish American News. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased online or at our website at chicagogaelicpark.org. Live GAA telecast or broadcast at Gaelic Park on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Call the front office for this weekend's matches at 708-687-9323. Entertainment and events going on in the pub. Monday nights we have free and fun bar bingo starting at 7 p.m. Jackpot between $3,000 and $10,000 and great nightly prizes. No purchases are necessary, but you must be 21 years old or older. Our Irish music session with Pat Finnegan and friends is on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And there's live music at 8:30 p.m. every Friday and Saturday. And there's never a cover charge. Chicago Gaelic Park and the Carrig Irish Pub, located at 6119 West 147th Street in the great metropolis of Oak Forest, is open to the public. For more information, the phone number is 708-687-9323. Or you can visit the website at chicagogaelicpark.org.
Thank you, Tim.
So very welcome, Mike. It's always nice to relive, you know, my youth, you know, when we talk about Oak Forest.
Yes.
And I could go on and on and tell you all things that
when
I used
you were
to do.
A young just little
young
ruffian.
Lad. That's right. Yeah. You know, my from birth to, say, my early 20s, you know.
Okay.
But it's still home.
That's good. It's nice to bring you home.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's good.
I really appreciate that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we just played a couple of great tracks there, music that you will hear more than likely at the Milwaukee Irish Fest, should you choose to make that journey up I-94.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Over 100 bands.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Over the course of the four-day weekend. It starts tomorrow night.
Yeah, many of whom have been in our studio.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You're sitting right now where the first band on that set, We Banjo 3, you're sitting in one of the very chairs that I think Fergal was in that chair.
Was he in this one here?
I think it was.
Yeah. Is that the guy with the red
pants? Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm really wearing red pants right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
they look
nice, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Light in the Sky off the brand new album Haven from We Banjo 3. They'll be performing all weekend long as headliners at the Milwaukee Irish Fest. Do not miss them. Always a special show. And a new band to Milwaukee Irish Fest, Jiggy. And that was
Jiggy
off of their album Translate. I think that's the third or fourth song we played on that album. It's very funky stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they're getting jiggy with it.
They sure are. That's entitled Head Rush.
Yep.
And then Solin from Kilkenny. Three of them are from Kilkenny. One's from Roscommon. And that's called Buy Me Time. And That's off their album. That's actually a brand new single that was just released, and you'll probably be hearing that. You know, oftentimes you hear them singing in the Gaelic.
Right.
But that was truly not that. So they're doing a little bit of both, and they're kind of rocking out a little bit there. So that was a good song.
Well, what were they singing in?
I think they were singing in some English there.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, as right. opposed to what? No, they didn't change to Italian.
Well, I didn't know. It would be the first on this show, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
we might try that next week. Oh, soul at me,
like a you know. Just an entire Italian show.
Yeah, let's see what we do. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, Dean Martin.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sinatra. Yeah, Perry Como.
Yeah,
Louis Prima.
I think we could start Tony Bennett.
Let's go. Yeah, there we go.
On. So anyway, again. We Banjo 3, Jiggy, and Solin all will be at Irish Fest up in Milwaukee, and get your tickets now. We're very thankful to them for sponsoring our show, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend up in Milwaukee this weekend, right on the lakefront.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue with that. One of the things they're doing up there, they have a showcase every year, and this year their showcase is basically the Canadian, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia sound.
That, very unique sound
that we hear that through Celtic and Irish music, and we're going to open up this set with a band, or actually a gentleman by the name of Dakota McNamara, and this is the song called Sailor's Delight off of his recent album Within the Calloused Hand.
My name is Samson. For 40-some years, I've rolled with the waves, fished without fear. My son's by my side, like my father's before. We work for long days off these Cape Breton shores. I patch up the dory, mend nets and traps, rig up the sails, and load up my pack. And it's off before sunrise to return to the seas, singing no other life for a sailor like me. And the waves roll on, as in days far gone. That's life on the sea for an old man like me. And the sun shines high o'er the endless tide. Like the red sky at night, this is sailor's delight. I awake before sunrise, return after dark, to my wife and my children, my family, my heart. We pray before supper, then rum fills my glass, and to bed we shall go, let another day pass. And the waves roll on, as in days far gone. That's life on the sea, for an old man like me. And the sun shines high, o'er the endless tide. The red sky at night, this is sailor's delight. So I'll sing to the wind, and I'll sing to the sea, and the fish in the ocean who give my life to me. Let the wind fill my sails, and the sea waves roll light. Let them sail me back to my family tonight. And the waves roll on, as in days far gone. That's life on the sea for an old man like me. And the sun shines high o'er the endless tides. Like the red sky at night, this is sailor's delight. Sailor's delight. Sailor's delight.
steady as she goes on a western run. You turned her back to the rising sun. You just fueled up and the weather looks good and the game is on. May the lines no longer pass you by. Hard miles taking you from your prize. Hard miles. You're bouncing around like a loose pinball. You're thinking too much about nothing at all. But you miss your bed and you miss your girl and your ways from home. May the lines no longer pass you by. Hard miles taking you from your prize. Hard miles. Mr. Man, your day is done. You strain your eyes on the setting sun. But you count your blessings and look forward to another night alone. Who made the lines no longer pass you by? Hard miles taking you from your prize. Hard miles.
All right. That was the Stanfields out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. And that was Hard Miles. And, you know, the Stanfields, Mike, they're regarded as the, I don't want you to hit the dump button, so I'll say the illegitimate children of AC/DC and Stan Rogers. So it's kind of like a hard rock crossed with a little bit of Atlantic folk there.
Singer,
yeah. So that was a nice little song there. And then prior to that, they were all Cape Breton bands and started off with Sailor's Delight by Dakota McNamara. And then we followed it out, If You Were Mine by Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac. And then, of course, Fiddler's Despair by the Cape Breton girl herself, Natalie McMaster, and her husband, Donald Leahy. So
now, it's called Fiddler's Despair. I don't know what they're despairing about on that. That's a lovely song, and it's very, very chipper.
Yeah, well, maybe they're despairing because they're out of wine or something.
You know
like
why
that.
I'm despairing?
Yeah. Because it's time
we're
to
out
go.
Of time.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
It
but
is.
What that means, we were just 1 minute closer to Milwaukee Irish Fest. I encourage you all to head on up as part of the Nova Scotia showcase at the Irish Fest in Milwaukee. All those latest songs you just heard will be part of that. They'll be performing all weekend long. All those bands, all the bands we played tonight, you'll be hearing and can see up at Milwaukee Irish Fest. And we're going to close out one more song here. And this is the Green Fields of America. And I can tell you, Tim, the Green Fields of America, that's Mick Maloney. And so many greats have played with them in the past. The great Jimmy Keane, Eileen Ivers, Joni from Cherish the Ladies, Joni Madden. So many people have played with Mick Maloney. And this is a reunion of the Green Fields of Ireland, or Green Fields of America. And they were one of the first bands that I saw at Milwaukee Irish Fest all the way back in 1981. I think it was the first year.
1981?
Yes.
What, were you like five?
I was a wee lad.
A wee lad?
I
yeah.
was a wee lad.
Yeah.
The two bands I remember the most, the Green Fields of America and the Tannehill Weavers.
Oh.
Never forget it. But anyway, we're going to close with this. They're going to be back at Milwaukee Irish Fest, and that's a big deal as well, just like all the other things they have going on. This is entitled Across the Western Ocean. Good night, everybody.
Everyone.
For the times were hard and the wages low. Amelia, where you're bound for? The Rocky Mountains are my home. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. The Rocky Mountains are my home. Across the Western Ocean. That land of promise, there you'll see. Amelia, where you're bound for? I'm bound across the Western Sea to join the Irish Army. Amelia, where you're bound for? Amelia, where you're bound for? I'm bound across the Western Sea to join the Irish Army. Well, to Liverpool then I'll make my way. Amelia, where you're bound for? To Liverpool, that Yankee school. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. To Liverpool, that Yankee school. Across the Western Ocean. Liverpool Pat with his tarpaulin hat. Amelia, where you bound for? And Yankee Jack, that packet rat. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. And Yankee Jack, that packet rat. Across the Western Ocean. Beware those packet ships, I'll say. Amelia, where you're bound for? They'll steal your hide and soul away. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. They'll steal your hide and soul away. Across the Western Ocean. Oh, the times were hard and the wages low. Amelia, where you're bound for? The Rocky Mountains are my home. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. The Rocky Mountains are my home. Across the Western Ocean.